Hello, friends. Welcome to Think Jesus Cafe. This is your Daily 10. Today we get to enjoy one of the great verses in the Bible, 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. This is a verse that is so powerful and so encouraging. So I'll begin today by reading just one verse. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. Little children, you are from God and have overcome them. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Okay. In context, John is writing to believers who have overcome the false teachers who have infiltrated the church. They've stood firm and they've rejected heresy and false teaching. The apostle has been encouraging them in this letter, and he's been reminding them of many great spiritual truths. The apostle's been helping his readers grow in spiritual discernment, and now he commends them by calling them little children, and by reminding them that they're from God, and by reminding them that they are, in fact, overcomers. Fundamentally, John is commending the believers for their steadfastness in overcoming the spirit of the Antichrist. In the preceding verses, in chapter 2 and chapter 3, John has commented on the conflict that exists between spiritual truth and spiritual lies. He's pointed out the conflict that exists between the children of God and between the children of the devil. And he's noted the conflict between love and hatred. Ultimately, these conflicts have a supernatural character to them. They involve the ongoing battle between the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. John has been confirming how to discern between true and false spirits, and how to discern between those who teach truth and those who teach error. At this point, John is reminding his readers of their true identity, who they really are as born again children of God. Once again, we find John using the two words little children. This is a tender term of endearment, and it reveals John's deep love and concern for his readers. And then John makes that powerful statement, "You are from God." Just imagine a man of the stature of the Apostle John saying, "You are from God." John actually walked with God, so his first century audience must have been greatly encouraged in hearing the Apostle say, "You are from God." Remember, this verse has to do with identity. The apostle wants believers, the little children of God, to know something. He wants them to know that their identity is in God. That's who they are. They are from God. Okay, when we drill down on this verse, we find that the pronoun you is in the emphatic position. The word you is the first word in the sentence. So the apostle is in effect saying, "You. Yes, you, specifically you, my friend, are from God." The emphasis on the word "you" here is important because John doesn't want his readers to forget their divine heritage. They are from God. They are special, born again, born by the Spirit people. They are children of God. They're different from people who belong to the world. Now, this short phrase, "you are from God," is a reminder to his readers of the new birth. They are from God. They're not merely from a certain religious group. They're not merely from some physical ancestral heritage. And they're not merely a group of people that share the same religious creed. They are from God. And to be from God means that a person has experienced the new birth. The new birth, being spiritually born again, is so very important for the Apostle John. And it's essential to the gospel of Jesus Christ and a biblical worldview. In the Gospel of John, John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3, the apostle records the incident when Nicodemus came to talk with Jesus. And we read this. The man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher from God, for no one can do the signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." And then in verse 6, Jesus says this, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. So, the whole idea of being born again, or born of the Spirit, is important to John because it was important to Jesus. Now, the Bible teaches that human beings in our natural, unredeemed state are not, quote, from God, in the spiritual sense. It's true that, in a certain sense, all people are under the authority of God, whether they admit it or not. All human beings are creations of God and are under His benevolent love, care, and concern. God governs all of life, and all human beings are under God's common grace, under His benevolent care, to some extent. But John is referring to something different here. To be, quote, from God means that a person has a new inner nature. That new inner nature equips the born-again person with the capacity to serve God according to the character qualities, the passions, and the purposes of God Himself. Prior to conversion, unredeemed human beings only had the capacity to serve self, even when we help others and do good things for them. When we deeply think about it, our benevolence is driven by self-interest. But in the new birth, a person has a new tendency to do what God wants them to do for the sake of God, not for the sake of self. To be from God means that a person has a new inner spiritual nature that governs his or her thinking and actions. The old nature of the self, the flesh, remains, and there's a continuous spiritual battle between the old and new natures, but that new nature is constantly prompting believers to live for the glory of God. Now, the Bible teaches that this new nature, this sharing of the nature and character of God, is not something that every human being automatically enters into. It can only be entered into by way of the new birth through faith in Jesus Christ. So John says, little children, you are from God. This is their identity. This is who they are. They are from God. Okay, this state of being from God is in contrast to the false teachers, those false believers, those false professors of the faith mentioned in verse 5. John says that those deceptive false believers are from the world, and we know from earlier verses that they embody the spirit of the Antichrist. John says, little children, you are from God and have overcome them. Well, in this verse specifically, who does the word them represent? The word them refers to the false teachers and their followers. These little children have overcome those who would attempt to mislead and teach false doctrine concerning Jesus Christ. They are overcomers. To overcome means to prevail in the face of obstacles. It means to conquer. It means to be victorious. And John uses the word overcome in a way which pictures permanence in our victory over the Antichrist spirit. It's a past completed victory that continues into the future. That's the born-again believer's identity, overcomer, overcoming the Antichrist spirit of the age. Now, this past completed victory of being an overcomer carries with it the idea of being a conqueror. Biblically, a conqueror is an overcomer who's not been taken in by heresies and false teachers. A conqueror has not compromised their convictions concerning Jesus Christ. Okay, these little children of God are victorious conquerors over these agents of Satan and their spiritual deceit and their wicked deception. God's spiritual children are conquerors. In Romans chapter 8, verses 37 and 38, the Apostle Paul reminded all believers that we are conquerors in Christ. Paul wrote this, "No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Friends, the reason believers are conquerors is not because of some intellectual superiority. The reason believers are conquerors is not because of some supposed moral perfection. The reason the believers are conquerors is because we have God, the Holy Spirit living within us. This is the true believer's true identity. This is your identity, my friend. If you're listening to this message today, and if you're a true born-again follower of Jesus Christ, if you've repented of unbelief and have devoted yourself to Jesus, then you, my friend, are an overcomer because of who lives in you. That's your identity. That, my friend, is who you really are. Thank you for joining us in Think Jesus Cafe. This has been your Daily 10. Join us again next time as we think about Jesus, a biblical worldview, and real life.